אנגלית שאלון ג' מודיול C גרסה א', קיץ תשס"ט 2009. הוראות מיוחדות: 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Access to information from written text.
הבנת המקרא. קרא את הקטע שלפניך וענה על השאלות 1 עד 11.
Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 11. Forming good habits. For many years, Dr. Marie Lopez of the Health Department in Brazil has tried to convince people to wash their hands regularly with soap. In her studies, she found out that when parents wash hands with soap, their children are healthier. Sickness and even death can be prevented if parents make a habit of using soap, said Dr. Lopez. However, convincing people to use soap regularly has been surprisingly hard. The problem is not a lack of soap or its price, explains Dr. Lopez. Shops everywhere are filled with cheap soap, but some people are simply not in the habit of using it. Explaining the importance of using soap didn't help. I could talk about germs all day long, but my efforts didn't change people's behavior, she said. Dr. Lopez decided to ask some big American companies to help her. She knew that with the help of effective advertising campaigns, these companies could convince people to use their products regularly. As a result of the advertising campaigns, customers get into the habit of buying the company's toothpaste, chocolate, shoes, or other products. Dr. Lopez hoped to use these companies' experience to persuade people to wash their hands with soap. Some people object to creating habits through advertising. They claim it causes people to buy a product automatically, without really thinking if they need it. However, Dr. Lopez ignores this criticism. If the company's methods can help us change people's habits in order to solve health problems, we should use them to achieve this goal, she said. Dr. Lopez explained the problem to three American companies that volunteered to help. Their experts created advertisements encouraging the use of soap. After only 1 year, a survey showed a great increase in the number of people who used soap regularly. Although critics are still not convinced that habit-forming advertisements should be used to sell products, they realize now that these methods can be used to form good habits. If we can save lives by changing people's habits, we need to use any method that helps, says Dr. Lopez.
ענה באנגלית על השאלות 1 עד 11 על פי הקטע שקראת ועל פי ההוראות בשאלות.
Answer questions 1 to 11 in English according to the report and the instructions. 1. Circle the number of the correct answer, lines 1 to 4. What has Dr. Lopez tried to do for many years? 1. Find the best kind of soap for children. 2. Change people's hand washing habits. 3. Persuade doctors to work with her. 4. Prevent children from forming bad habits. 2. Why is it important for parents to use soap? Lines 1 to 4. 3. Circle the number of the correct answer. What is the problem mentioned in lines 5 to 9? 1. There isn't enough soap in the shops. 2. Dr. Lopez didn't explain the importance of soap. 3. Soap is too expensive for many people. 4. It's hard to make people use soap regularly. 4. Circle the number of the correct answer, lines 10 to 15. Dr. Lopez asked for the help of the American companies because these companies, one, have customers all over the world, two, make many kinds of products, three, have experience in creating habits, four, succeeded in solving health problems. Five, circle the number of the correct answer, lines 10 to 15. What did Dr. Lopez ask American companies to do? 1. Give money for sick children. 2. Create effective advertisements to use soap. 3. Increase the sale of soap to stores. 4. Advertise their company's products in Brazil. 6. Circle the number of the correct answer. Toothpaste is mentioned in line 13 as an example of a product that 1. Children should learn to use every day. 2. People usually buy from the same company. 3. Big companies plan to sell for a low price. 4. Can improve people's health in Brazil. 7. What is the reason some people disagree with the advertising methods used by American companies? Lines 16 to 20. 8. Circle the number of the correct answer, lines 16 to 20. Why did Dr. Lopez ignore the objections to the company's methods? 1. She used these methods successfully in the past. 2. She wanted the companies to advertise her studies. 3. She thought these methods could help save lives. 4. She hoped the companies would give her money. 9. How did Dr. Lopez know that she achieved her goal? Lines 16 to 27. 10. Put a V by the two correct answers. What do we learn from lines 21 to 27? 1. It is very hard to create good advertisements. 2. Dr. Lopez will continue to work with big companies. 3. Advertisements can help form good habits. 4. Critics believe their methods are the best. 5. People should keep their old habits. 6. Critics realized advertisements can be useful. 11. Circle the number of the correct answer. Another title for this article could be 1. Children in Brazil. 2. Making a habit of volunteering. 3. Changing behavior. 4. Advertising in America.